From our northern border to our southern one now, if you've ever been to the U.S.-Mexico border, you know how hot it can get down there and how temperatures in the desert can change quickly from blazing daytime heat to freezing nights. Those are the life-threatening conditions facing migrants who try to cross into the U.S. illegally. Some die trying. Others actually call 911 when they're in trouble. Jude Joffe Block of the Fronteras Public Radio Collaboration sent us this report from Arizona about how dispatchers respond to those calls from the desert.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
The callers tend to sound desperate, usually speaking Spanish, often with bad phone reception. This man, who said his name was Yoel, called for help on a June day when temperatures hit triple digits. We're dying, he says. We need help. On the other end of the line, a 911 dispatcher at the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in Arizona. Next, they'll loop in a Border Patrol agent. The agencies can collaborate to find migrants like Yoel. But the remoteness of the area and the older phones that migrants tend to carry can make it hard to trace their location very precisely. Yoel can't identify nearby landmarks. I just see low hills made of rock, he says. Michelle Bush, a 911 dispatcher from Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, says that's typical.
North, south, east, west, they're like, have no clue. All I see is mountains.
Bush works in Phoenix, more than 115 miles from the border. But this summer, she and her fellow 911 dispatchers helped rescue more than 30 people in a remote corner of the county. It's a growing phenomenon as more migrants take longer, riskier routes to avoid detection. In Arizona, many are trying to make their way to an interstate, more than 80 miles from the border. Smugglers might drive them for portions of the way, but they walk long stretches to avoid Border Patrol checkpoints. Sometimes they're abandoned or get lost along the way.
I don't tend to ask, are you an illegal or were you dropped there? You know, my job is to find out where they are.
Rescue missions can take hours and cost thousands. Time is of the essence, though, since once migrants call for help, they're often already suffering from dehydration or heat stroke. In the winter, hypothermia.
¿Está respirando? ¿Está todavía desmayado?
That same day in June, when the migrant named Yoel called for help, Bush got a call from another group. These migrants were already sick and fainting in the heat. She gave a pep talk to one young man named Heliberto. Bush says, listen to me. I know you think you can't do it, that you're in bad shape. But she tells them she won't let them down. She's sending a helicopter. She coaches them to make a fire so the helicopter can spot them. Do they know where we are? Heliberto asks. Do you swear to me? Bush gives her word. I thank you with all my heart, he says. But when the helicopter got to the area, it located a different group of lost border crossers and rescued them first. One of the men called back desperate, convinced he was going to die.
He wanted to give me numbers, addresses, his wife's name, his kids. And I'm like, no, that's not what I do. I'm not going to do that because you're going to survive.
Bush does check to see what happens at the end of a rescue after she's no longer on the phone. That particular rescue took over 7 hours and ultimately wound up locating over a dozen migrants.
They did make it to Border Patrol. They got medical help. And from there, you know, I'm sure that they were taken back. But they all made it, thankfully.
Not everyone does. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office recovered 17 bodies in the same area this summer. More than 160 bodies were discovered statewide in the past year. For The World, I'm Jude Joffe Block, Phoenix.
Jude's story is part of our Global Nation coverage. You can find more at PRI.org. And be sure to join the conversation. You can tweet us at PRI Global Nation.